seated. I've got mine, thank you. I'd like to ask you to turn with me to Hebrews, the 6th chapter, the 19th verse. As you're turning to Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19, I'd like to take you back to the spring of 1985. As we go back to the spring of 1985, we go back to the moment in my life as a senior in Bible college that I met the second greatest woman I would ever meet. Her name at that time was Dina Chamberlain. And the moment I saw her, it indeed was love at first sight. A song just came on inside of me. I began to hear the words, sugar, sugar, sugar. Honey, 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 you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. It took me a year to convince her that she wanted me. And in 1986, I married the second greatest woman I would ever meet. It wasn't until April the 2nd, 1992, that I would meet the greatest woman I have ever met and will ever meet. For it was on April the 2nd, 1992, my firstborn Taylor was born premature, 8.5 weeks. And it was as my wife fought for not only her life, but for her own, that this greatest woman I would ever meet came forward. For it was in April the 2nd, 1992, that I met the greatest woman I ever would meet, and that was the mother of my children. And today is one of the most special days all year long, as today we celebrate not just the person, but the position of mom. As I've grown older, special days and holidays like today have become more and more bittersweet for me. Bitter in the sense that they remind me of those who I have lost and all of the wonderful times that I spent with those loved ones prior to them no longer living. Sweet in the sense that it's days like today that make me even more appreciative for the special loved ones like mom, like mother, like grandma, like meemaw, like mimi in my life. I'd like to take just a moment and pause. And in a moment of quietness, in a moment of silent reflection, I'd like for each of us to celebrate those mothers and grandmothers who are no longer with us with a prayer, a silent prayer of thanksgiving and remembrance. Let us quietly go to the Lord in prayer. And with thankful hearts, each of us prayed and said, Amen. A group of second graders were asked some questions about mothers. Here are those questions and their answers to the questions. When asked, why did God make mothers? One child said, because she is the only one who knows where the scotch tape is. When asked, how did God make mothers? One child said this, God used some dirt, some magic, some superpowers, and then he did a whole lot of stirring. When asked what ingredients are moms made of, one child said that mothers are made out of clouds and angel hair and everything else that's nice in the world, and then he added one small dab of mean. Does any of you know moms that got more than just a dab? When asked, what kind of a little girl was your mom? One little girl said, I don't really know because I wasn't there, but it would be my best guess that she was pretty bossy. When asked, why did your mom marry your dad? Several children responded, and the first said, because my dad makes the best spaghetti in the whole world, and my mom eats a lot. The next child said, when asked, why did your mom marry your dad? She said, because she got too old to do anything else. And finally, when asked, why did your mom marry your dad? One child says, my grandma says that my mom didn't have her thinking cap on. I hear you back there, Grandma. And finally, when asked, if you could change one thing about your mom, what would it be? Here's what they had to say. She has this weird thing about me keeping my room clean. I would change that. I'd make my mom smarter. Then she would know it was my sister who did it and not me. And finally, one child said, I would like for her to get rid of those invisible eyes in the back of her head. Hebrews chapter 6 says in the 19th verse, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever. This passage speaks of the power of hope and how the power of hope anchors our soul firm and secure. In a family, it's mom that is this anchor of hope. It's a mother's love and prayers filled with God's hope that serves as an anchor to her family, and it holds them firm and secure through the storms of life. It's a mother's hope that, like Christ, through prayer, enters into the inner sanctuary, and it's a mom's prayer that touches God on behalf of her family. Webster says this about an anchor. He says, it is a heavy metal device attached to a ship that catches hold of the bottom and holds the ship in place. It means to hold or become held in place by, or as if by, an anchor. And that's what a mother is. A mother is that heavy metal device. She's that metal device attached to a ship that catches hold of the bottom and holds the ship in place. It's not what I say, it's what you choose to hear. Many times you and I, we look for ways to express thanks through gifts for moms who are the anchor to the home. I believe this story says a lot about some of the gifts that we give. It's entitled Gifts for Mom. Four brothers left home for college, and in time they all became successful and prominent preachers and doctors and lawyers. I threw in the preacher part. Some years later, they chatted after having dinner together, and they discussed the gifts that they were able to give to their elderly mother who lived far away in another city. The first son said, I had a big house built for Mama. The second said, I had a $100,000 theater built in her house. The third said, I had my Mercedes dealer deliver an SL600 to her. The last son said, you know how Mama loved reading the Bible and how poor her eyesight has become and how she can't see well? Well, I met this preacher who told me about a parrot that can recite the entire Bible. It took 20 preachers 12 years to teach the parrot. I had to pledge $100,000 each year for 20 years to the church, but it was worth it. Mama just has to name the chapter and verse, and the parrot will recite it. The other brothers were impressed. After the holidays, Mom sent her thank you notes to the sons, and here's what they said. She wrote to her first son, Milton. Milton, the house you built is so huge, I live only in one room, but have to clean the whole house. Thanks anyway. To her second son, Marvin, she said, I am too old to travel. I stay home. I have the groceries delivered, so I never use the Mercedes, but the thought was good. Thank you. To the third son, she said, Michael, you had an expensive theater with Dolby Sound built for me that can seat 50 people. But the only problem is all of my friends are dead. I've lost my hearing and I'm nearly blind. I'll never use it. But thank you for the gesture just the same. And to the final son, she wrote, dearest Melvin, you were the only son to have the good sense to give a little thought to your gift. The chicken was delicious. Thank you very much. today. It's important to us to think about the gift that we give to our mothers. And can I tell you that there is no greater gift that you can give to your mother than your heart being right with God. There's many things that you can buy, but there's only one thing you can bring that will matter above all things, and that is your heart being right with God. We know that mothers are the anchor in the home, and she anchors the hearts of every person in her boat. But who or what anchors mom? Who or what is the anchor in mom's life? This passage of Scripture that speaks of the power of hope answers that question, because we find in this passage of Scripture that it is Christ Himself that is the anchor in her heart. And this morning I'd like to leave with you three truths that will continue to keep that anchor strong. And these truths, these anchors, come from great mothers who have gone before you. For it was Corrie Ten Boom who said this. She said, "Worry doesn't empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It only empties today of its strength." 1 Peter chapter 5 says in verse 7 to each of our mothers to cast all of your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. In Psalms 55, a son by the name of David wrote and said, "Mom, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer a righteous mother to be moved." Stormy O'Mardian said in one of her books on prayer for the family, "Don't be overwhelmed. Take it one day and one prayer at a time." The second truth that is an anchor in the heart of mom comes from Elizabeth Elliot. She said, "It is as we come to the Lord in our nothingness, our powerlessness, and our helplessness, that He enables us to love in such a way which would be absolutely impossible without Him." Psalms chapter 18 could have been written by a mother. A mother whose anchor is Christ. It says, "I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock. He is my anchor and my fortress, my deliverer, my God and my strength, in whom I will trust. He is my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." That's what a mother does. As an anchor, her prayers saves her family from the enemy. We see this in the life of Moses, as in Exodus chapter 14 and verse 13, he stands before the people and he says, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show to you this day. For the enemy or the Egyptians whom you see today, ye shall never see them again. For the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." That's what great moms do. They become a Moses for their family. And they stand up, and with the word of the Lord as the anchor in their heart, they declare, "The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Gloria Gaither finishes our time together this morning. She's going to sing along with me now, as I have dedicated a special song for each of the mothers. And everyone said, "Not today." She writes and she says, "As mothers, there may be no trumpet sound or loud applause when we make a right decision, just a calm sense of resolution and peace. I take just a moment out of the life of Christ. I'm going to read to you 10 verses. 10 verses that will show to you the heart of a mother. 10 verses that a mom could write, because as he talks in terms that mothers live. From John 17, we find in verse 1 that Jesus looks towards heaven, as mothers do, and He prays and says, "Father, the time has come. Glorify Your Son, that Your Son may glorify You. For You have granted Him authority over all people, that He might give eternal life to all those You have given Him. Now this is eternal life, that You may know You, or that they may know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom You have sent. I have brought You glory on earth, by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. Or I have revealed, as a mom, you to my family. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came as a mother from you, that I would be an anchor that would hold them firm and secure through life's storms. And they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me. For they, my children, my spouse, my grandchildren, are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. Truly, in Scripture, and through the words of Christ, the heart of a mother. Paul spoke to his spiritual son in 2 Timothy and said, "For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." A mother could have written that. A mother could have said that, because that's what a godly mother lives each day. I can hear a mother say, "For I have suffered many things. For my children have caused me to hurt, be disappointed, and be depressed on many occasions. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep these children which I have committed unto him against that day." Corrie Ten Boom said this once, "It is not my ability, but my response to God's ability that counts." With heads bowed and eyes closed, each of us sit here today as someone's child. As we sit here, we have many gifts that we plan to give throughout this day and throughout the year. But I wonder, friend, have you given to your mother, your praying grandmother, the greatest gift of all? And that is a heart right with God. A heart that at the middle of it, at the anchor point, is held fastened and secure by the love of Jesus Christ. With heads bowed and eyes closed, if your heart is not right with God, perhaps you've never invited the Lord Jesus Christ into your life to be your anchor and your power of hope, then this moment is for you. This life of Jesus Christ is a free gift. It's a free gift to anyone and to everyone who will simply just raise their hand and in faith believing, pray and ask him into their heart. So with heads bowed and eyes closed, I will count to three. I begin by counting one. Are you the one today that as a result of this prayer will bring your mom the greatest Mother's Day gift she will ever receive? Two, is it too your moment, just as it has been many other people's moments in this room? One, now two, if this is you, when I count three, I want you to put your hand up and join those all over this room by getting and making your heart right with God and giving your mom the greatest Mother's Day gift she'll ever receive. One, two, three. Quickly, put your hands up and put them right back down. Quickly. Yes, hands are going up all over the room. Yes, I see sons, I see daughters raising their hands. And they're giving to God the greatest gift he'll ever receive. And that is what he sent his son for. And that gift is the gift of salvation, not just for you, but that you can receive that and give your life back to God. And on this Mother's Day, you will give this gift not only to God, but to your mother. There's still time. There's still time. Quickly put your hand up and put it right back down. Let us join those that did raise their hands and said, in that raised hand, I want to make the Lord Jesus Christ my Savior. I want to make my heart right. And let us join them by praying this simple prayer together. And in doing so, each of us, through faith in His work, make our hearts right with God. So let us follow me now as I pray. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive me for my sins, for they have separated me from your heart and from eternal life. I ask you to forgive me, to wash me, to cleanse me, and today to give me a new heart, a heart that will live for you, and a new heart that will be a gift for my mother on this Mother's Day. Come into my life now and become my anchor, my power of hope. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, I would like to ask every mother, just where you're seated, to make that place where you're seated an altar. I would like you just to raise your hands. And as I pray over you, we join together in this prayer. And Heavenly Father, I bring these mothers to you before your throne, the throne that is covered by the blood of a child. And I ask God that as they hold their hands towards you, that you would now fill their hands with your ability and your hope, that this ability and this hope would anchor their soul firm and secure, that as they hold their hands up to you, you would empty their heart filled with sorrows, and you would fill their heart with strength. That God, you would enable them to defeat the Egyptians and the enemies in their family's life. And that God, even in this moment, they would experience in every part of their being your perfect peace. And that is, Lord, this day, my prayer. God, when no one around them applauds, then right now, let them, and in every moment like them, like that, let them hear the applause of heaven. I pray this in the wonderful name of the Lord. Amen. As you're standing to your feet this day, I'd like to celebrate our mothers. I'd like to remind our mothers that the pastors of this church, along with our women's minister, will be meeting you at the door with a gift. It's a small expression of saying thanks to you, Mom, for all that you do and for all that you have done. There's nothing in my life more beautiful than when my mom, when my wife and the mother of my children looks at her mom. No, I meant to say her children. I was trying to tie the children thing together. I think you're pretty proud of your mom too, but all that to say, there's not anything like the look on a mother's face or face. I'm really struggling here. Than when she looks at her children. So children, give your mom the gift of God's love in return today, I pray. Have a wonderful Mother's Day. As Pastor Dina and I are leaving, we want to make sure that every visitor has an opportunity to come by that line first.